Thank you for joining me for part two of the October Spiritual Recovery Newsletter from Ahmed. In the first part of this month's newsletter, I wrote about the guidelines to help one reach the purpose and goal of life and to live a fully human life. Becoming fully human will enable one to experience the divinity differently from just walking through life without directions. And this reminded me of a song from George Harrison. One of the lines in there is, if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. This, you'll also hear this line often paraphrased from the classic Alice in Wonderland. This second part is about discrimination and discernment. The discrimination I'll write about is not necessarily about people, places, and things, but the difference between truth, empirical, rational, and propaganda, and truth, absolute truth. Absolute truth concerning the scriptures is when it comes from a being who is experiencing that truth, not necessarily from a theologian, a person with a PhD, or even some gurus. Let me give you an example I received, recently experienced. I'm in a group of others, and one of us was reading something written about the practices and purposes of the practices of Buddhism. As I closed my eyes and went within, some of which I heard was succinct, but most of it was jumbled. I don't mean that it was incorrect grammar or poor writing. It was jumbled because that person writing it was not in the state in which the words were written. They were coming from the state, they weren't coming from the state of the scripture's essence. His writing was knowledgeable. He knew all the right words. It might seem that the author knew what he was writing about, but he wasn't in the state of experiencing the truth of what he was trying to explain. If one is not in the same state of those scriptures, the writings become diluted and no longer of absolute truth. Many theologians, folk, gurus, folks, PhDs, are trying to give their interpretations of what scriptures contain today, more so than ever. These mislead many, not to say that everything that is written about scripture recently is not aligned with the absolute truth, but it might be wise to stick with to those saints and sages and prophets of old for a while before starting with today's interpretations of scriptures. Discernment will come from aligning oneself with absolute truth. In this state of mind, one can distinguish between people, places, and things that will help align them with the eternal spirit. When one can immerse oneself in sacred scriptures, the consciousness of those who have experienced absolute truth, a process of purification naturally happens. From that purification comes the refinement of associations and environments around you. Old acquaintances might wonder why you're not engaged as you used to be with them or the things that they do. Ultimately, from this refinement comes a surrender of truth you once believed in and the differences between them and that of the absolute truth. This very process brings about more peace from within and less suffering from the outside world. The state of absolute truth strengthens and fortifies the stages of self-realization while lessening the causes of suffering. It's almost impossible to come to a place of samadhi or silence when one is still suffering on the bodily platform. The Yoga Sutras of Patanjali tell us the causes of suffering, which are five: ignorance of our real nature, egoism, attachment, aversion, and the fear of death, what makes one cling to life. It is crucial to the purpose of human life to know what we really are, why we are here, where we're going, and how to get there. to align ourselves with this absolute truth and goal of human life, please take 5 minutes in silence with me and repeat yourself to yourselves the name of a God of your understanding or a piece of scriptures you like to repeat, and repeat them gently to yourself. Whenever thoughts arise, bring your focus back to that name or scripture. The intention of this newsletter was to help ignite the flame within and answer those burning questions each of us has at the core of our being. Nothing but love. Michael John.